Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Go 24/7 podcast. I'm Billy Embody. Shay Dixon will be along in a second. We've got some breaking news into the podcast as LSU has landed its 21st commitment in the 2020 recruiting class, which currently sits at number 4 in the country behind Clemson, Alabama, and Ohio State. That commitment is Cole Taylor, tight end out of Colorado, the 3-star tight end out of Grand Junction Central. He is a 6'7", 228-pound tight end. Shay Dixon is with me now to give us his reaction. Shay, Cole Taylor is somebody LSU's been on a while now. He officially visited back in June, committed to LSU over Penn State, Colorado, Missouri, Washington, and others. What's LSU getting in Cole Taylor?
I think this is a really big pickup for them, and look, I'll tell you why. They are trying to make this move from a team that for so long used inline blocking tight ends more than anything else. And even when they would sign pass-catching tight ends over the years, we didn't always see them heavily relied upon, whether it was back in the day D'Angelo Peterson or through to guys like Deshaun Smith. And now it seems they're really banking a lot on what Stephon Sullivan, a one-time wide receiver, but a 6'6 guy, can do for them as a mismatch guy, flexed out as a tight end this year. And that's what they're selling these recruits on, and that's what Cole Taylor bought into. And as you said, Billy, he's 6'7", 228, and you put on his film, and it's Colorado, so it's not great competition, but you see right away that he's got some athleticism and why he would be considered a pass-catching tight end. I mean, he's playing on the edge at wide receiver. He plays in the slot. He does some inline blocking. He, flexes out a good bit as a tight end. But they've got him playing defense, faking punts, doing a little bit of it all. And like I said, I know you'll watch the film on Huddle and you'll say, well, the competition is the first thing that sort of jumps out. He's way better than everybody else in the field. He's way bigger than everybody else in the field. So perhaps we see a small adjustment period, right, of when he gets to SEC ball and gets around practice, and that's to be expected. I think a handful of kids in each class have to make that sort of jump. So I really like the addition. I think that more so than anything, we're seeing John DeCoster, LSU's tight ends coach, and Insminger and Joe Brady and everyone sort of involved in the passing game really telling these kids, whether it be receivers or tight ends, that, look, you'll see this fall a very noticeable difference in the approach to our offense. And because of that, I think they've gotten, a handful of kids to buy in. Jermaine Burton and Raheem Jarrett, in addition to Kayshawn Boutte, give you three of the top 6 or 7 receivers in the country, if you're looking at the rankings. And now you go out and get a top 10 tight end who, as I said, it is probably more so than anything a pass catcher. And that's a bit of a change for LSU. So even before we know, Billy, what this new offense might hold, we're at least seeing some kids who are privy to what the coaches are saying in meetings, what they're watching in practices, and they're believing enough to buy in.
Yeah, and with Taylor now on board, LSU has its first tight end. I think, one, you get size, you get that versatility like you mentioned, and we'll have to see if, you know, everything they've been saying this offseason comes true. I believe it does. I think Cole Taylor, right to buy into what LSU was selling at this point. Is this a situation where you could see LSU being done at tight end? They kind of have this group of tight ends on the roster and H-backs, whether it be Torrey Carter and TK McClendon and Ray Parker. And they just kind of have this group that has a bunch of different aspects to it. Do you feel like they might go for another option there?
You know, I think you bring up a good point with knowing you have Ray Parker in now, and he's in the 230, so he wants to play tight end. But is he a kid that eventually plays some offensive tackle? That's to be determined. And beyond that, you got TK McClendon in, who is a JUCO guy, right? So he's only going to have a couple of years. Everybody else is older. So I think, for one, Taylor bought in because he's going to have a chance at early playing time. He'll be the young guy on the roster that will never do anything but play tight end, and I think that bodes well for him. Really, the question that'll get asked us both, and on the site it already has been, is, okay, they may not take another tight end like Cole Taylor, but what happens if Darnell Washington or Gilbert, you know, some of these 5-star number one tight end athlete types, they are saying they're going to take official visits to LSU. And what happens if they come calling and want in? Well, it goes without saying they'll always find a way to make that happen. And perhaps that means a spot gets taken away from a different position. But the reality becomes is I think you're looking, Billy, at a sort of a bird in the hand is better than two in the bush, right? They aren't leading for Darnell Washington or Arik Gilbert, despite getting them both to campus and having them around for unofficial visits and being in the mix for official visits. That's all good and great and means you're absolutely grinding. But I think that they felt as the summer was closing down that there was an opportunity to lock Cole Taylor up now. You do it because you don't know what the future holds with those guys. It's likely they don't go to LSU. And you come away not all that worried about it because you found a guy that you liked back in the summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, and I spoke with Darnell and Arik at the opening finals, and both are in wait-and-see mode, and they can be because they really are those elite five-star. They're both, I believe, both top 15 overall prospects on 24/7 Sports and the 24/7 Sports composite. So that's the type of talent at that position that they still at least have a shot at. You can get them on campus, see how that official visit goes, and go from there. But I think overall that we're even talking about that just goes to show the type of job that John DeCosta has done over the last year and a half recruiting these tight ends since taking over that position for Steve Ensminger when he was named OC. What, I mean, and then Joe Brady comes in and has that Saints offense aspect to his recruiting pitch that he can bring in. What has tight end recruiting been like this year? Because I feel like we've been writing about it more than just about any position.
Yeah, I mean, credit to DeCosta. This was a guy who is from Miami, in fact, played high school ball with Joe Brady and John Garcia at 24/7 Sports. A shout out to a whole crew there. But DeCosta went and played at UL, played on the offensive line, came to LSU and worked as an offensive line assistant. And whenever Ensminger moved offensive coordinator, they needed a tight ends coach. And he moved and filled that role. And I think he's been real. Look, we saw Foster Moore last year. He credited Ensminger, you know, plenty, but said, look, DeCosta really came in and it took over the room. And we felt like we had a productive year. And now we're expecting the tight ends to be leaned on heavily. But he went out there and you name it, of the tight ends that weren't, you know, already committed somewhere and done deal types, Michael Meyer, you know, guys like committed to Notre Dame that's been that way forever. But Jalen Conyers, the number two tight end in the country, was on camp and working. He was after Joe Royer and Luke Lachey and Malik Carr has talked about taking an official visit. And you sort of just move down the list. Connor O'Toole, Caleb Fario committed to Colorado. Sage Ennis, Cole Taylor, obviously, Clay Caudle, all these kids, Elijah Yelverton, are ranked as top 20 tight ends, and all of them made visits to LSU and either worked out for the staff or took an official visit or spent multiple days on campus. And, you know, when you put those sort of options out in front of you, you get a feel for, you know, stuff beyond the film. Obviously, if you're working them out in person, you get a good feel for a lot of things, but just sort of the type of kid they are, how they might fit into the program, get to know their parents, And that sort of helps you navigate your board a little bit. And I knew, and we kind of knew, Billy, coming out of the Cole Taylor visit, was that they said, look, this kid is legit size. We like his film. Great kid in person. Smart. There's no reason for us not to want him. And I think we saw them continue to press, and now it paid off for him. But yes, kudos to John DeCoster, who I think has been, I'd put him up there in the top three or four coaches on the staff in terms of what they were able to do this cycle, just in terms of pure numbers, right? In terms of keeping kids around. And ultimately, if they tell you to go lay in one tight end, I think you found a good one.
Yeah. And I saw Cole Taylor at the opening in Dallas. He was there working out at that regional. The size just stands out to me. He's pretty good, you know, agility. He's got a 4.63 shuttle. He's got a 3.4, which is pretty solid. And somebody that was wanted from across the country. And, you know, Miami, Penn State took him on an official visit. Missouri, Colorado. This is a really high quality land. I think somebody that could end up higher in terms of where he's ranked on. Could, you know, will even bolster his stock as you look at the tight end room.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think that this is the type of guy. He's cut sort of like a Stephon Sullivan, right? And we see him playing primarily receiver in high school, which we saw Sullivan doing a lot of. So I am thinking that this winds up being a very good land. And as you said, let's see him as a senior. And he's already a top 10 tight end on the composite. We could see that tick up. We'll obviously have to see how everyone looks. But for LSU, when you're putting yourself trying to finish with the top two or three class, certainly shooting for number one, I think you're really happy about this addition.
Yeah, and tight end, it can be a position sometimes that doesn't carry your team, you know, class ranking down, but it certainly doesn't go a long way to helping it. Usually, this is one I think that does. Another big recruit that could certainly bolster LSU's recruiting class ranking will be Jaquelin Roy, the four-star defensive lineman out of Baton Rouge UI. He's set to announce his commitment on July 26. We'll have full coverage of that on Go247 and 24/7 Sports. If you guys have been following that recruitment, it's been a little bit of a wild one. LSU's had him committed at one time. Alabama, Texas A&M, along with LSU, are now his three finalists. Texas A&M has hosted him for an official visit. Now he's set to announce his decision. Shay, we'll have it all covered next week, but just kind of a little tease on how big this could be if LSU can land them.
This will be huge. This will be huge. This will be the biggest moment for LSU football recruiting this cycle beyond the Elias Ricks Christmas Day commitment, because of where he is, what position he plays, how talented he is, who they're having to beat to get him, him already being committed previously, him being buddies with kids who they're still after and currently committed. For me, it doesn't get any bigger than this. I think this will be arguably the biggest moment of LSU's recruiting cycle if they can pull it off.
Yeah, I'm with you, and we'll be locked on his announcement, and certainly it could be quite the party in Louisiana if they do beat out Alabama and Texas A&M. The 24/7 Sports crystal ball is on the Tigers to land Jaquelin Roy next week, and we'll be following it all, so keep it locked on the Go247 podcast and go247.com for the latest. Shay, great time on the pod today. Thanks for catching up.
Absolutely, I enjoyed it. Looking forward to next week's if we do indeed have a Jaquelin Roy one coming, I think everyone will enjoy it.
Yeah, no question about that. It'll be a really nice start to the weekend for everyone on that Friday, so keep it locked on Go247 as we follow that announcement again Friday, July 26th for Jaquelin Roy. Keep it locked on Go247 and 24/7 Sports. Have a great weekend, everybody.